This song is in E minor, and our chords are going to be E minor, A minor, and then a B7, even though we don't actually ever hit it. It's the underlying chord, though, against that. So for the E minor, that's the rhythm pattern we have going on for those. So to do this, grab an E minor chord, and let's put finger 2 on the 5th string 2nd fret. And then finger 3, you will be on the 4th string 2nd fret. We'll hit 6, then we'll go down, and then we're going to do another downstroke, but I want you to add the little finger, your 4th finger, to the 2nd string 3rd fret. We'll hit that, then take it off, and give me an upstroke. So we have. And I need a downstroke, and then on the upstroke, I want the little finger to play the 1st string 2nd fret. All of this while still keeping the other two fingers down on the E minor. So far we have this. Then another downstroke on the 6, upstroke, and take the little finger off. So we have. Then I want you to add the little finger back to the 2nd string 3rd fret. Hit that with your upstroke. So now we have this. Then we'll take the little finger off. We'll have another upstroke on the 2nd string. And all that's left is. Now for this, I brought the little finger to the 3rd string 2nd fret. I'm going to hit it and the 4th string above it with a downstroke. And then pull the little finger off. So we have this. And that's your basic underlying rhythm pattern throughout the whole song.